Hey, let's get this motherfucking show on the road.
Hey, let us get this show like lettuce. And lettuce and spinach and kale.
I can't, dude. I cannot fucking stand the social media climate, dude. It makes me insane.
It's so cringe.
It makes me truthfully insane, dude.
You know,
there's just so much horse shit going on. It's like people are fucking completely unaware. But I feel like we all know.
Unaware of what?
Just the bullshit that's online. The social media personas, the alias that you... You don't fucking care as much as you pretend to, and it's fucking obvious, you know? It's ridiculous. You see everybody bandwagon. It's like, does there need to be a trend to have decency?
Yeah. Yeah, it must be that that's how far it is now.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. We're just...
It's like you're a fucking weirdo, right?
All social issues.
You're a weirdo if in real life you treat people with decency. If you're kind and you just... try to be good.
Your way to, it's like,
if you're conscious and aware of trying to be good,
fucking
you're a weirdo.
Like a weirdo.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But then that's the exact motherfucking personality that these people pretend to have online. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing. And it's really blatantly a contradiction, you know, and hypocrisy.
What was it that spurred this on? You must have seen one thing that was just like, enough.
It's been a culmination.
Was there one that stood out at all?
It's the Stop Asian Hate. It's the hashtag Stop Asian Hate.
Okay.
You know, and I, just like Black Lives Matter, I'm with the sentiment. The statement is valid.
It is. And then it goes to everybody that's posting it, right?
What we're seeing now, in my opinion, and hear me out, you know, my opinion is nothing, right? It's just as valid and just as invalid as everybody else's. Opinion is neutral, just by design. Because your opinion, if it's different than my opinion, then neither of ours matter. You know what I mean?
At some point, somebody's opinion's got to matter.
Either all of them do or none of them do. That's what I'm saying. They can cancel each other out because there's no opinion on the planet that holds more weight than any other opinion, as frustrating as it is. There can be a complete fucking idiot, and his opinion or her opinion matters just as much as mine. Or I could be the idiot, you know, which odds are I'm the idiot. The Stop Asian Hate thing, dude. Just the way people behave, we all do it, you know. But it's like you could tell people's
bandwagon,
heart.
Activism.
Exactly. You know, and it's like it's almost like we're battling. There's like a war is being waged on who is morally superior. Almost, it's like who can be the most politically correct, who could be the most supportive of something that they're not. It's like, what are you trying to prove, really? What are we doing? Just, and it's, I'm in a bad mood, I hurt my foot, you know, but I've just been thinking about it all day. It doesn't help that I've been listening to Bill Burr, you know, and a bunch of other, like George Carlin. I've been listening to very angry comedians all day. Sitting in the hospital.
For basically no reason, sitting in the hospital.
Right. But it happens. You know, it's life. It's part of it. You know, there's no escaping that.
Yeah.
But it definitely sucks. I feel guilty from bitching about it for the last 3 days and having you guys have to, like, walk a little slower or listen to me be a fucking bitch.
Have I put it into perspective, all my bitching? Now you're like, damn, I hope I'm not being like that.
No. No, you do bitch a lot.
I'm privy to bitching.
It's true.
But your fucking ankle's probably going to be fine. It's probably just a sprain.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be fine, but it's just right now.
It sucks like hell, right?
Yeah.
It sucks ass, dude.
Cheers, brother. You know? Season 2 of The Crawl.
Season two.
We back.
By the way.
We back. And guess what? Season two of The Crawl. I do good so you see me do good. That's the only reason. I don't do good because I want to. It kills me to do good.
I hate doing good.
Because I'm by nature bad.
And I'll put that on
just like
media.
Most of yous, you know? Just by nature fucking vicious. Vicious.
I'm a vile human being.
Seriously. Like, we're only not selfish on social media. I wouldn't mind it if there was humility to match it, right? Or if there was any just sliver of self-awareness, right? But it's just like we can pick out the parts of being a human being that we don't, that aren't flattering. We could just pick them out.
Throw them away.
And then you got kids and impressionable people who see all of these magical, marvelous lives being led.
Because there's so many magical, marvelous lives out there.
And that's true.
I'm just kidding.
That is true.
No, yeah, there's definitely.
But like Brittany, you know, I know your life ain't that great, you know, and it's crazy because if I look at your social media feeds, all of them,
perfect life.
You got a, you're a princess, like a Disney princess, and it's reckless, dude. It's reckless, you know, and it leads these false impressions lead people to. Like unattainable expectations, and really, when you're comparing yourself to somebody's online persona, it really leads to a dangerous
that's
place.
Like, that's the power of being able to curate how you
look,
show yourself online. Yeah, you get to build this. My life is perfect. People who are seeing that who aren't posting a bunch of cool shit all the time must feel like. What the fuck am I doing? I wish I was doing that shit, right?
Yeah. Right, but don't eat into
it. It's dangerous.
Don't feed into it. Yeah, that's horse shit. Nobody lives like that.
No.
Nobody lives like that.
Fun all the time, every day.
Like, this is Jennifer's eighth fucking vacation, you know what I mean, in the last 2 years.
No,
she's either sucking dick.
And they save the photos for...
That's... My cousin made his Instagram, right? He was all psyched about it. First thing he posts was like pictures from a vacation he went on a couple of years ago. And he was like, hey, I just got here in the tag or some shit. I had to call him out. I was like, dude, you're in a bedroom. What do you mean?
Why do we do this shit? It's silly, really.
It's silly, really.
And it's media is fucked, you know? Yeah. And here we are curating another beautiful hour of media for media. The people, you know? But there's a difference. You know, as Meek Mill said, there's levels to this shit, you know, and the media that you choose to take, it says a lot about you, you know, and it always has and it always will. And nowadays, the only thing that's different and the only thing that's changed is there's a lot of shadows around, right? There's a lot of deception in the media. You know, whether it be social media or like news media, there's just like you don't there. Trust is something that's so sacred and it's just flagrantly being thrown around, you know, just with no regard. So just be careful of what you're watching. You know, The Crawl, we're dumb. We do stupid shit. We laugh and we try to make you laugh, you know,
turn on lights.
Ultimately, we just want to have fun. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. I had to vent. It's an absolute tragedy what happened to those 8 women in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Fucking disgusting. It's stupid. It's bullshit.
Asian people have been marginalized for a long time. It's true. You know, even when I see somebody who's Asian, who has a heavy accent, immediately prejudice. Immediately.
What do you think?
Chinese food, nail salon, eyebrow tech.
Eyebrow tech?
What do you mean, like the strings
like
that
a like
threader,
fuck them? A brow thread, whatever they're called.
That's what I think. You know,
sorry,
and that's
you
wrong.
On the spot with that one, man.
It's wrong.
Yeah,
that's wrong, and that is why these types of things are important. But the way that we go about it, you know, it's very popular to dehumanize Asian people in American pop culture, and it has been forever.
Yeah. It's like okay to do that in pop culture and shit.
Like the obnoxious Asian accent.
Yeah, yeah.
And we do it. And trust me, you want some more, baby? We're going to keep doing that. So if you're offended by that, just click off right motherfucking now. But it's a level of awareness, right? It's what it is.
Trying to curate an image by...
I'm not oppressing nobody by joking that.
Yeah, you
know? And I know it's not right, but I'm going to keep doing it because I'm not perfect.
Shishamga.
Right? And I want to have fun. But it's crazy that this shit keeps happening, dude. You know? Like the Parkland shooting. It's crazy that within a civilized society, shit like this continues to happen. And, like, certain communities are targeted. And that's fucking not right, you know? So I have, hey, fellas.
Hey, Sean. Yeah.
I have an idea.
Okay. All right.
So we might need to alert the local news.
The local news?
What do you mean? Medics.
Start killing whites. My idea. We start
killing whites.
Targeted.
Target the whites.
Target the KKK. Start killing whites. A taste of their own motherfucking medicine.
Start killing whites.
A taste of your own motherfucking medicine, Cletus. You know? Cletus. It's about time. We start killing the KKK. Crawl family!
Don't call that to action, dude. What the fuck?
All right. Don't kill KKK. People, you know? Don't kill nobody. God. Don't kill nobody. Don't Get kill down. Nothing. All right.
Start at.
We.
Hey guys, it's season two. What's
like to kick it off strong,
dude? Fuck it. You know,
because look at
who was the one that killed all the masseuses. What is the plural of masseuse?
Is that the story?
It was a white man.
All I know is the headline.
It was a white man.
I don't know the story. It was a white guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted to. What was it? He wanted to eradicate temptation.
Eradicate temptation.
What sounds like a personal problem, you fucking pervert.
Sounds like a.
If you can't handle sex and temptation, it's your problem, not theirs. Yeah.
Eradicate temptation.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right. That's what he was trying to do.
That's fucking wild.
So he targeted massage parlors and went and opened fire and killed 8 women. You know, tragically.
Jesus Christ.
They deserve better. Truthfully, we deserve better as a society, as a people. Because when we start having kids, they're going to grow up in a world like this world that we give them. Mm-hmm. So we have a prime opportunity to do something good, specifically us three, because we got this thing. You know, and there's power in it, in honesty, truthfulness, humility, humbleness.
That's exactly what I was saying. There's power in the curating your image through social media. The same power exists for cultivating
for good.
Something like, yeah, something for good.
Got to use it for good.
It is a power.
It is. And it's a responsibility.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah. There's influence in it.
There's a lot of shit that I say. And you guys know, if it's your first time here, you're about to experience some shit that might hurt your heart at times. Straight up. It's season two. I got to be straight up.
Season two.
But I love you. Even if I'm talking active shit about a group that you fall into, I still love you.
I mean nothing.
It's a joke.
Joke. Yeah. I don't know.
You know, there's a responsibility with this shit. The Crawls taught me a lot throughout season one. What I like about the show is we break the fourth wall. I feel like there's conversations we have that sound like boardroom meetings more than like content for the episode.
We'll be talking about the show a little bit.
It's because we don't take it that serious. A lot of people, if it was like stuffy and it was like, ooh, don't talk about that.
Formatted and structured.
Keep behind the wall.
Fuck that. You know? That. It's all the crawl, dude.
It's all the crawl.
You know?
We never said it was going to be pretty.
No, it's getting prettier, though.
It has gotten pretty pretty.
It's like we're putting lipstick on a pig.
We got some new stickers and everything.
Ooh. It's like we're
fucking duck, dude.
Speaking of fuck, a duck.
Ugh.
Sean, I heard that you had a curly duck penis.
Yeah, it's corkscrewed, actually.
Corkscrewed.
Curly only insinuates a few bends.
A few bends. It's this corkscrewed. One, several.
Several bends.
Which is impressive, given its size, that there's even room for several.
And given my size, the fact that a corkscrew, which is a very, very hard thing to fill up, is still able to get aroused. It's almost unbelievable, because my blood flow... Yeah. My blood flow is horrible, dude. I'm pretty sure... If I wanted blood to pump from my brain like it's supposed to,
you'd have to go upside down
and travel into this finger. It would probably take about 15 minutes for that. The signal would go. 15 minutes later, the blood's there.
Your blood just goes. You can't tell it to go nowhere.
My blood, I got sludge blood.
Sludge blood, dude.
Fuck. I got sludge blood. It's brought on by, just sugar.
Viscous
temptation. I say we eradicate temptation. I need to eradicate pizza shops. If we're eradicating temptation, let's fucking do it.
Pizza shops. Does be tempting me though.
Pizza shops.
Pizza
I'm
shops.
Gonna eradicate Kanye West because I'm tempted by that man's music.
He tempts you to
tempts me to boogie. He tempts me to get jiggy, son.
You've been known to boogie down.
I'm a boogie down boy, dude. Shout out to my dad, because I was working delivering pizza, and he told me about the Boogie Down Boys or Boogie Down Production. It was like a late 80s rap
down
group.
Production?
And they're actually nasty. If you never heard about Boogie Down Production or Boogie Down Boys,
the
better
boogie
get
down
hit.
Boys.
You're missing out. And
figure out which one it is first.
You're missing out on something. How you guys been?
Pretty all right.
Yeah, pretty all right. I mean,
tired of shit.
Yeah, given the fact that we did a whole bunch of shit, I've been tired, but it was for such a good reason that I'm like totally fine with how shitty I feel, dude.
One of the best crawls.
And I'm tired. It was one of the best crawls.
One of my favorite crawls.
I had so much fun on this crawl.
Hell yeah, me too. Me too.
It hit at the right time for me. It hit at the exact right time.
Right when that stimulus hit.
Yes, I was able to actually do something other than film this crawl.
Straight up.
It's the stimmy. No.
That definitely helped me too.
Definitely did. Yeah. But the stuff that we went out to do, it hit right at this time where my interest peaked in kind of that vein of stuff that we did.
I'm dying
to go out to the woods and go hiking and camping.
It was the first day of spring.
I got a new pair of boots, dude. It was the first day of spring.
Yeah, you weren't the only one. You weren't the only one feeling like that.
No, I know I wasn't. And I think that was part of the energy that made that one of the best feeling crawls that we've done, right?
It wasn't one of the most interesting. It wasn't one of the most captivating or exciting.
On a surface level.
It felt the best.
It felt so good.
You know, it just felt like family, like a family reunion, dude. We went and saw my buddy Drew, our buddy John McCoy was there too. And all of us just hung out in a way where we haven't in probably like
it was like the good old
four or 5 years.
I haven't seen that guy in years.
I know, dude. It just felt awesome. You know, just the way it came together was awesome. We wanted to celebrate
whiskey.
Let me get a little bit of that.
Would you like this is my season 2 celebration.
Season 2 celebration.
This is the Shinobu Pure Malt.
What is it called? Let me see.
I'll let you check it out. I was celebrating season 2 right after we posted the Hot 100.
What is this?
Before we came up with the idea to start season 2, I was celebrating.
So basically it's going to be, 25 episodes per?
25 per.
Yes, is that what we did last?
I mean, 24 would make sense because 12 is kind of the regular for a season.
I don't want you too much.
And
that's a wicked cool glass.
That was tea glasses when I got them.
That's so cool that's wicked cool. It's like a cup inside of a cup.
Yeah. Want to put some Red Bull in yours?
No, thanks.
I don't even want to drink this now that I poured it. I'm going to have to.
It's in front of you. Hey, cheers. Season 2.
Cheers.
Cheers with the air.
Cheers.
Whatever that. Sipping it or shooting it?
Sipping it.
Okay.
Speaking of shooting, we need to eradicate the KKK.
Sean,
who's on board? If you're watching in the live chat right now, tell me who's on board.
Clearly, you have to stay off of political issues and social
anything
issues,
about
which
them.
Are political.
You're dumb as a bag of fucking crushed stone and fat.
Social issues are political issues.
Social issues are political
issues.
We have
no business talking about them because they're obviously
the way
idiots.
That you guys talk about toxic masculinity, it makes it obvious that you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, it was the misogyny for me. Yeah. It's the misogyny
you
for me.
You just stay off of those topics because you know, clearly you're fucking retards.
My social opinion is the only valid social opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you don't think that men...
Do you get paid for
breathing?
Your opinion? I don't think so.
Did you? Did I pay you for your opinion?
Do you take $15 commissions for your opinion in PDF form factor?
I want to, honestly.
What the fuck is PDF form factor?
I want to. It's easily...
Submit my opinion
easily,
to you in writing.
It's easily accessible
you like,
file format.
Thought it was some fucking, like, I broke down the money in PDF form. I don't fucking
maybe
no
maybe
idea,
bit, maybe Bitcoin,
Dogecoin. You guys holding Dogecoin still?
No, I sold. No, I sold at a tremendous loss.
I sold at a.
Oh, I have no idea.
I sold
I really
at
didn't
a
even check. I did
minuscule
did that, like,
game
once.
Yeah,
way bought, back when, and haven't checked.
I bought one share at GameStop. I made like $20. Mm. I bought Doge way too late.
That's how I feel about it. If I could go back in time, like not too far, if I was limited in the amount of years I was allowed to go back,
yeah,
I'd be like buy 25 bitcoins for $6 and hold them.
25 bitcoins. I'd buy.
I was in
friends.
On Bitcoin when it was at bitcoins. 84 or 87.
Dang,
I was
dude.
In big on Bitcoin when it was at 84 or 87,
and you
and
sold it all.
And you got out before like it got 60,000. What the fuck?
It hurts.
That
40,
hurts to hear.
It hurt so bad. It was when I first got Robinhood. It was like 2018 or something like that.
Wait, it was that low back
what?
Then?
It was low.
I thought it was big then, too.
Yeah,
already.
I thought it blew up.
Am I thinking
before
of
then? I don't know. It might not have because I really
maybe
don't know
other,
anything about
I
this
really
money
had.
Stuff. You know,
there was a big one.
I have no
not
idea.
Well versed in money.
They 1099'd me. I have to go.
Welcome to the big leagues. You know, you're getting 1099 for being a trader.
You know, because I made ten extra dollars than what I put in.
So Uncle Sam needs
I'm
a pinch.
Getting audited.
Yeah, I'm going to get audited.
I think I'm audited. I'm pretty sure I am. You know, so we're going to owe some things.
We're going to owe.
You know, we're going to owe.
We don't have to owe for our stimulus. Stimulus.
Oh, are we going to owe for the stimmies?
No.
I have no idea.
No.
No?
No is the answer.
All right.
No.
Like you
that'd be bullshit.
If you have not been claiming, if you've been on unemployment, and you haven't been getting the taxes taken out, you will owe for that.
Ooh, shit.
Taxes taken out.
Good. Smart guy. Yeah, man. Season 2. It's low energy. Sorry that I'm not my normal obnoxious self.
It's because it's not Saturday.
It's Sunday.
It's not Saturday.
Ooh. I can't even say those three beautiful words.
Sticky icky.
It's not Saturday. Ooh. Okay, Google.
In reality, I've been in like real bad pain since Thursday.
Yeah,
it's been some days.
It's been completely. Everything has just been
tried
like
tried everything: ibuprofen, Tylenol, aspirin,
crack,
meth,
crack,
mescaline.
Nothing's helping. Mm-hmm. Nothing's helping. No, I even had sex trying to hope that it would make
you
feel
better.
I was
going to say not even a good old fashioned nut,
and that didn't help. You know, I was fucking. And hurting while I was fucking. It was so bad. It was the saddest moment, dude, really.
Can I bring up a concept to you guys?
Go ahead.
Sure.
I think it's the Japanese have a word for what is known as post-nut clarity.
When you realize that it was all a mistake.
No.
You need to get the fuck out of here.
No, it's called, it translates to sage time.
Sage time.
Sage time.
Immediately after.
Immediately after when you realize... There are other things to worry about in the world.
Yeah.
You don't have to
sage time.
Because it
no
works.
Longer think about that Kenja Taimu.
Slight moment of zen.
That slight moment. After.
That's why everybody always talks about meditation.
You want to live in
sage
time.
I know meditation very well. You know?
He's a meditator. Meditative? Definitely. I'm full of crawlisms today, dude.
Oh, man. Crawlisms. Guys, I want somebody in the Crawl family to tell me or make like an Instagram for your favorite crawlisms and make like little memes out of them. I want to implore all of you to do that.
Sounds like we want a Crawl fan page.
I do want a Crawl fan page.
Running operated by ourselves.
This is just an odd way around saying we need a Crawl fan. I just want to take some clips. I just want to get some bits.
Oh, give me the bits.
Give me the bits.
What do you Damn, I wish that I was bringing in season two with higher spirits, because my spirits are low. You know, I'll be honest. My spirits are low.
Broken ankle.
It's not broken.
You sure I couldn't interest you in some spirits?
Went to the Joe Biden school of walking upstairs.
Mm. I didn't hurt it on the stairs. I don't know. You know, you guys gotta carry me a little bit, figuratively and physically.
God damn!
You know, because I can't get my goddamn.
I don't think I would physically be able to. No matter how hard.
You're the only one
that
I had faith in.
I know that you would have faith in me.
Just based off stature alone.
Because of my stature alone. But I don't think that physically I would have it, because I kind of feel like I'm not in the same boat as you, but I'm in relative waters.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't hurt the hell out of my foot holding a generator, but I did have to hold a squat for an uncomfortably long time at a gas-stop bathroom. I didn't want to touch that seat.
What is you trying to say, Daddy?
I'm trying to say I'm not physically.
That sounded like you said I was much fatter.
No. I'm not physically.
I think he's trying to say that he's hurt. He's hurt.
I'm hurt.
Like,
I'm in the same water.
But
I'm not in the same boat.
Okay.
I didn't twist the shit out of my ankle.
Yeah.
But my legs are a little bit fucked.
Yeah.
You're in like a paddle boat.
I'm in a paddle boat.
Sean's in a full-on dinghy.
I'm in the lake.
He's in the lake.
He's just floating on the waves.
I'm just barely fucking treading water. You know.
No, man. Yeah, my shit's sore.
What do you guys think of... So there's this piece of land in California, right? And I wasn't going to mention this on the podcast, but fuck it. We're not talking about nothing else. There's this piece of land in California that's slowly getting drawn into the ocean.
Goodbye.
And they're desperately trying to get people to still buy property on here so that like county or whatever can get taxes paid.
Let's do it. Let's buy the land.
It's probably super expensive.
Let's buy the entire property.
Yeah, because it's California and it's like, you
like
know,
what do you mean? Like, is it part of California, like, going to break off in a million years?
On the coast, much less.
Oh,
much
it's
less.
Like just gonna
it's going to break off, like, relatively soon.
And just float away.
So what they're... The advice that they've given people and, like, the pitch that they're giving people to try to get them to buy...
Before you say the real pitch, can I pitch my own?
Yeah, what do you think? Well, hold on. I'll be, you know... The board of commission. You be the man with
I'll
the idea.
Okay, so...
Hey, welcome in, John. Just please take a seat. We're happy to see you.
Good.
So we heard that you had a proposal...
I have some ideas for this chunk of land that's about to be sucked into the sea.
Excellent.
I say that we... Take all the California pop punk bands and
hold on.
Like,
who is this man you brought with you?
That's my lover.
Hi, lover.
He's here for emotional support.
If you want to take, what is your name?
Peter
Griffin
Gustafsson.
Mustafsson.
Peter Mustafsson. Are you related to Taylor Mustafsson?
Yeah.
Are you related to Erin Mustafsson?
Yeah. She's my sister. Why?
And you're his lover.
Mm-hmm.
All right, take a seat, please. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It was just awkward the way that you brought in your lover and didn't introduce him.
Well, you weren't supposed to ask about him was the point, but that's why
he's mostly
naked. Is he a subservient? That's why he's mostly naked.
Is that why he's wearing?
You're just supposed to ignore him.
It's just a leather loincloth.
It's just a loincloth.
It's made of leather.
We take every band that's ever said California in their lyrics.
It's only around his
more
mouth.
More than once. And let them throw a festival until it breaks off.
And then everybody just
and
gets
then
a jackhammer.
They're all gone.
And starts hitting that fault line, Dad.
California!
They can only play the part of the song where they say California. So they're all screaming in whiny voices.
Yeah.
Just California. The word California.
California!
You've got
California.
A couple little. They say it a couple times. And I dock a single out of 10. I dock
Pop
a
punk,
point off every time.
Pop punk might be the worst.
Maybe.
I love some.
Not because of the music, but the culture.
God damn, you're all pussies. You know, you. It's.
Sad boy.
Sad
hour.
White boys. Like, what the fuck are you upset about? You were raised in a two-parent household. Raising, you know, the annual like, income was more than the little stipend that a lot of people get. You know, you probably had a below-ground pool, you fucking, you know, couple golden retrievers. And a couple cars bought for you at the beginning of things, you know, probably still to this day, but who am I, you know? What in the world is there possibly for you to be so sad about?
Dad drinks.
Dad drinks.
Dad drinks.
Dad. Dad drinks. All right, so you be the dad that drinks.
I don't want to be the dad that drinks.
Listen here, boy.
As I'm drinking.
You know?
Listen here, boy.
There's just a couple things that I don't understand about the entire scene. You know? Why you're so upset and angry and sad. Couple. Just basically
it's
why.
They're always like sad about a girl or something.
Mm. It's because the girl is getting railed by somebody with a little bit more testicular fortitude. I'm sorry to tell you.
What constitutes as testicular fortitude? Is it
just a little bit of fucking hair on your chest?
The length of the sack.
I've been having a saggy sack. It's true.
You've been having a. It's true.
Either that, or my testicles themselves have tripled in mass.
You've been steeping them in the fucking bathtub.
I'm making poached nuts, Daddy. You better fry up some toast.
Poached nuts. That's the forbidden breakfast.
That hollandaise.
It ain't supposed to be yellow.
You got an affection.
He's just dying to reach sage time.
I heard about somebody who had chunky semen.
Ooh, what the heck, dude?
Yeah.
It's like cottage cheese.
I think I heard it on a podcast, so I want to be careful of my angle.
Chunky semen.
I don't want to bite their entire bit, but they were talking about, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak in the morning. If you're in the Boston area, 92.9 from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., listen to it, and those guys... Huge inspiration for me.
They're on Boston?
Yeah.
Are they like local guys?
So, no, they're from Detroit. But they're so fucking funny, dude. They are so fucking funny. Andy, Lisa, Chuck.
Shout out to them.
And Dave.
Shout out to the morning show.
Surely we'll bring in a whole bunch of traffic to that show.
I'm just saying, if you haven't heard it. But they were talking about the chunky semen.
Chunky semen.
What would you do?
If I...
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Sean.
What would your reaction be to, busting a fat load of chunky semen?
Panic first, then extensive Google searches. And then I'd walk around for about a week and a half, 2 weeks, like everything's normal.
But when you got back home, you'd be like pacing back and forth with your hands in your head, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I feel it's the same way if you got an STD. We'd have no idea. We have no clue. Alex got the clap. And
I've had gonorrhea many times.
Nothing new. He can tell you exactly what he's done in that situation. A little bit too relatable. Come on, take it back. Back to the chunky jizz thing.
What about you?
If I found out I had chunky jizz, I'm sure that there's some girls that would be into it.
Oh,
you could go fetish.
Oh, dude, I think that's
finally I found my thing. I can offer something.
Cottage cheese pee.
No, dude, come on, I want to move past this. My mom listens to this show.
Cottage cheese and me.
You brought us back to it. We were derailed, and then you brought us back.
It's demon time.
It's demon time. Demon time.
You killed the pussy, but she's still alive.
Demon time.
Oh, man. Guys.
Guys.
I think season 2 is going to be just completely packed with nothing but...
debauchery.
Piss, shit, and cum.
Holy Trinity.
I want to definitely steer far away from that level of stupidity.
We're never able to leave the Holy Trinity.
It's like we're in third grade at moments.
What? Because it's fun.
It's like what Alex said last episode. It's like you're like a 5-year-old with the ready quip.
I'm the biggest 5-year-old of all time.
You don't look like babies. Babies look like you.
Babies look like me.
The other way around.
No, that's it. That's it. I never seen a baby that looks like me. I look like babies.
Seen a toll booth worker the other day that looked kind of like you.
You're an absolute animal.
You're a nice looking fella.
This guy looked like you.
Savagery. He looked nothing like me at all.
Well,
other than the portly size and glasses and blonde hair and
I don't know. Alex said, "Did he look like you?" And we all laughed. So maybe he did.
Maybe he did.
I'll tell you, he didn't have half as much koof.
I had the whole crew koof. Laughing.
He didn't have half as much swagger.
You're full of the swagger.
You know, there's one thing I got. The drip.
The drip.
It's one thing I got.
You will never have the drip.
The drip. You know, because you can't keep a good man down. And once a good girl's gone bad,
She gets the drip too.
She's
that sounds like something bad.
She's gone forever. Yep. It's true. Season two is gonna be full of nothing but exciting, fucking memorable moments, fun ass crawls,
guest.
We're gonna do a lot of stuff, dude. We're gonna do a lot of stuff. I cannot wait to continue this fucking roller coaster.
Just wait till next week's pod, dude.
Oh, I'll wait for the pod. I'll save it for next week's pod.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
there's so much to look forward to. Dude, this episode was all right.
We had a single listener in Indonesia, dude.
Bro.
Anyways, welcome back. Fucking faggot.
Can't relate.
I'll say it with a hard T.
Don't say it with a hard
faggot.
T. Stop. That's not a.
That's what you are, you word. Fucking scum.
Social
said,
issues.
Last week you said Sorry. You wanted to stop swearing as much.
I do want to stop swearing.
It makes me feel out every slur.
If you don't mind.
It's just going to be a bunch of beep, beep.
I do mind.
It will Dude, be. It
I'll
will
turn
render
it into
down,
a compilation.
It will render
it's hard
down
for me to
5 seconds.
We'll have an 18 megabyte episode.
It is hard for me. It's hard as hell not to swear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found that. This is just how I feel. I feel like in the last couple of years, I have become so much more stupid than I ever was in my
because
life.
Because you've been hanging around with me, dude. Honestly.
I get that.
I never have felt as stupid, and that's not why. Because you're one of the smartest people I know.
I know what you're talking about.
I consider Alex a good influence, too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Everything's
I know
creaking.
What you mean. I just feel fucking... so much dumber than I did 10 years ago.
I think what we're doing on the mastermind front, too, that is, I think, and I don't really, other than just like quick references like that, I don't really want to even, I think that's going to help with that. I really do, because it's like, I don't know, there's a strength in numbers.
The strength in numbers.
Yes, sir.
Topic number.
I feel so dumb, though. I really do feel so fucked. And those reviews from the critics that we paid. To review our show?
Let's give some context.
I feel like the lead up was enough context, but we paid some critics to review our show. And
we
now.
Paid some critics.
We paid some critics.
Look, they were paid for their opinion.
Yeah.
And
it's important.
Two out of three, that's 66% were good. and 33% of our reviews were able to quote the lines from the episodes.
So at least
so they
did
watch.
At least they did what we paid
at
them
least
to do.
Or they went to
one of three watched.
I don't know. The other one did say that we had no social.
Yeah, he called us retards.
We're fucking idiots. That we shouldn't talk social issues because we don't know anything.
Yeah, that was what you were talking about with the
toxic masculinity.
I never claimed to know any fucking but anything.
That's the whole idea, douchebag.
There's something going on there too. You know
what?
There's something going on there. Toxic masculinity.
What?
They removed National Men's Day from the calendar.
Yeah, they're going to remove every one of our penises.
It's toilet day.
The liberals want to take our cock and balls.
Is that what they replaced it with?
Is that toilet day?
It's National Toilet Day. Dude. It's not Men's Day anymore.
Wow,
fucking toilet day.
We're supposed to
finish.
Well,
cringe is that.
I do like the idea of a National Toilet Day.
I do too.
But can you just make it the day after?
Can you just make it some other day? We'll sit right next to it.
So you're telling me everything in the world. Neighbors. There's National Green Pepper Day. There's National fucking Pet a Goat Day, but there's no National Men's Day.
No, it's Toilet Day.
National Toilet Day.
So there's no National Men's Day anymore. Am I supposed to feel ashamed?
This
hey, liberals.
Like a, it's, oh, hold on. Let me clarify.
Am I supposed to feel ashamed of having a cock and balls?
It's in a specific place. It was like...
my genitalia.
It was in the balls. It was in the scrotum.
Oh, my God, dude. And you wonder why white men either cry in pop punk bands... or mass murder everybody, you know? You wonder why.
That's not a good path to go down.
No.
That's also very stupid. Just like I said, I am.
Very stupid.
But it was a joke. Didn't work. Whatever. We'll move on. You know?
Didn't work.
You know? God. But the funny part about jokes is a lot of them.
You're right, yeah. So,
Rely
the funny
on
part
reaction.
About jokes is a lot of them.
A lot of them. Do you want? My brother got us some shit.
Dreading. Hold on a second. Shout
I
out to
all
him.
About this.
Shout out to your brother,
Sean. My brother Sean.
Shout out to your brother Sean.
He works at Pages. get a deli sandwich.
Go there and get a sandwich from
my
God. I've been meaning to get down there and be like, hey, thanks for that thing.
Yeah,
my God.
Shit off the internet because he likes seeing us eat gross, nasty, weird things.
I feel like I'm not going to
burn our fucking mouths.
Oh, God damn.
I hope it's just a spicy thing. If it's a spicy thing, I'm cool with it.
I wish it was just a spicy thing.
No, it's something gross.
Just a spicy thing?
I have no idea what it is. No, I wish, dude.
No, like just a spicy thing, insinuating that it is still spicy, but also gross.
It ain't spicy.
Good. All right.
No, it's just gross.
It's just gross.
Don't worry. It's just, he said, do you want to know what it is? And me and Sean said, no, keep it a surprise. And I asked him one question. Is it wet? And he said, not at first. He has
fucking full bold face lie.
Balut.
Oh, that's not balut.
It's not balut.
Oh, it's the 100 year eggs.
Century eggs.
Yo, century eggs. Let's go.
John likes them, I guess.
Yeah, give me the stinky egg.
You like them?
Bro. No, I've never had them.
Oh, they're not stinky either.
You said they were.
Sean.
Shashanga. Yeah, preserved duck eggs.
What
the Pidan eggs.
Oh, yeah.
They're lead free, by the way. If you ever.
It looks like they're made of 100% lead.
Dude, oh, I'm going to puke for real. You guys want to try them?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah,
you want thrilled. The darker one?
No, I was actually grabbing one that wasn't the darker one.
Yeah. Yo, McCoy, you want to try one?
Yeah, McCoy, try one.
Here, I'll give you this little
dibba.
This one's small.
Little eggy. No. That's the small one. They're all the same size. Nice try. Oh, I can't open it. I guess I'll have to do it next time.
Listen, I got some scissors over here. I don't want to eat these.
What are you supposed to do with them?
Eat it? I don't really know. He just bought them and was like, hey, you try these.
They just want to see us squirm.
I saw him.
Sean, will you eat the shell?
No.
Oh, yo. Here you go.
What do we have for time?
36
minutes.
Are you dead ass?
I started this madly.
I feel like it. All right, guys. Season 2 is here. We're eating century eggs. Next week, I'm bringing my A game.
So which one of them is the one that tried this? Ryan?
Sean, the one that bought him.
Sean bought him.
So what do we do? The outro? Oh, we do the outro, and then we say our line.
Are these 100 years old?
We say our line.
And like with They're a mouthful 100 years of, old. With a mouthful of century eggs. If I'm doing this, I'm doing it in one way, and I'm telling you now.
Biting the shell.
I'm telling you now. You could bite the shell just as well as I can.
No, I have no teeth.
If I'm doing this, I'm doing this in one way, and it's to shove the entire egg in my mouth.
I'm already gagging, dude.
Yeah, it stinks.
You made a big, big mistake by smelling it.
I'm going to gag, guys. I'm going to throw up.
All right. Crawl family, I love you. Thank you so much for a successful season one.
Yeah, I'm eating one.
Thank you so much for a successful season one, and I think season two you guys are going to like a lot more.
Mm. All right, cheers. Eat the black egg.
Hold on.
Ooh, it's gelatinous.
What'd you do?
He opened it.
Oh, shit. Cracked it like this?
This thing's got, it's gray, dude. It's gray like the color of death, right? It looks like dead flesh.
Yeah, gray and purple a little
on
bit.
On the shell, and it's black.
Oh, man.
It's black dots in there, dude. You know, dude. Which brother?
Sean.
Fuck you, Sean.
He's our number one supporter.
Well, Sean, I'll say it twice then.
He bought us the trophy.
Thanks for the trophy. Fuck you for the egg.
Fuck you for the egg.
Fuck you for the thanks for the trophy. Fuck you for the egg.
Just kidding, Sean. You know we love you over around these parts.
Damn.
Oh, but I do hate.
Don't look good.
We love you around these parts, but I do hate you right now. I'll tell you that much, dude.
Where do you come up with the idea to ferment an egg like this?
You stop. But this is what happens when you stop Asian hate. Get ready to see all this shit in CVS.
There's veins.
If you tell me there's veins one more fucking time. Is there a baby duck in here?
No. That's blue, dude.
Is there a 100-year-old baby duck embryo in here?
No, but they're...
This is one of the most heinous things that I've ever...
I'm going to spit it out immediately.
Mine's all white.
What? Oh, don't eat that.
Oh, they're expired. I guess we'll have to do another thing.
Oh, now I've also made the grave mistake.
I don't want to eat it, dude.
You had a reaction, dude.
Alex.
All right.
Put the whole egg in your mouth. If you puke, I'm puking, bro.
Just thinking
if
about it.
If you puke, I'm puking, bro. Why is mine all white and milky?
Why? I have no fucking idea.
Come on, guys. Happy thoughts. Happy.
John, eat an egg.
Wait, joy, wait. You know what these are like? These are like those. You ever make a Jello egg? Around Easter?
I don't like
these
that you're squeezing it like
these,
that.
These
and
are
it's
Easter Jello eggs.
This is a black.
When is Easter?
This is a licorice flavored Easter Jello egg.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That's all
it's
it
just
is.
Jelly bean.
I can't
make jelly bean.
I won't even look at it.
Oh.
We got to wait for John.
No, you can go ahead without me.
I don't know, no.
I'm really not interested.
Dude,
in
there's
that.
There's a fucking feather or something in here. Or a spider.
What if that was fucking
Could you pass this over?
I have witnessed the inside of the egg, you guys.
You see this?
Oh, yo.
Oh, it smells like a fucking low tide fish.
What did you do?
Look, if you don't have a reason to come back for next week's episode, it's going to be this... stupid every week.
All right, let's just do it. Let's just take a bite. I'll spit it out immediately. I'm sorry to whoever likes this and eats this on a regular basis. Oh, you fucker.
You fucker. Sean, what's the matter?
I didn't even eat it.
Oh, get fucked.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's gross, dude.
Oh my god.
Which you're telling me that Sean just ate this and was like, yeah, you guys are gonna eat this now.
Oh,
it stinks so fucking bad, dude.
It's a texture for me, dog.
It's like low tide, dude.
It's a texture for me, dog. How you doing over there? How you making out?
He's holding the crawl official hats. I want you to eat something every day that makes your stomach retch and turn.
Thanks, Sean.
I ain't doing this for a while. I ain't doing no more food disgusting nasty
no more,
shit
no
for a
more.
While.
Stop buying shit off whatever you bought.
Missed completely.
I ain't doing none of this for no much longer.
All right, Sean, tell me where you got this. And I'm going to sneak it into...
Got it off Wish.com, dude.
You got it off Wish. Are you dead ass? Yo.
Kindly
I saved a spider off Wish.com.
Bro.
This spider is straight from Indonesia.
Guys, they have to specify in the top corner of this, lead free.
All right. We want to sign off.
All right.
I want to tell you guys I love you. I want to thank you so much.
Season
and get
two.
Prepared.
Season
buckle
two.
In
Welcome to
for
season two.
Welcome to season two. We got another season.
I want you to do something
every day.
It makes your life
feel like it's worth it.